Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast where two siblings read shitty reviews from the internet. My name is Alex.
I'm Christine.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Thank you so much. I'm feeling the love.
It's no longer your birthday, so we're allowed to focus on Proud.
I'm allowing everyone to switch gears and focus on somebody else for once.
For once, and she was gracious enough to allow me to actually talk about a little event we've got going on with Human Seeking Human, my other podcast that I co-host with my co-host Liz. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a Pride event, a Pride Month event, and we are raising money for Trans Lifeline,
cool.
Which is actually the first ever transgender crisis hotline to exist in the U.S. They do a lot of phone support and micro grants for transgender people. So what we're doing is we're raising money through a raffle. So all the details have not been ironed out yet because we're recording this episode pretty early. But those details will be at on the Instagram Human Seeking Pod. But basically, you can enter the raffle and we're going to pick a few winners. And the winners will get to watch live and be in the recording session online virtually when we record this bonus Pride episode with our guests.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So they get to, it's like the site we use to record our podcast. You can have multiple people in as guests. So we're going to invite a few fans in to
like a little audience.
Yeah, be our audience. It's only going to be a few. So if you
live studio audience,
we're
great.
Really excited for it. It's going to be lots
it?
Of fun. It's going to be at the end of June. So okay. All the details though are going to come out on Instagram once we've ironed it all out. It's going to be very exciting, very
I'm
fun.
Excited.
Yeah, with a couple special guests that I'm not sure if I'm supposed to announce yet or not, so I'm going to hold off on it.
Well,
but check
it
the Instagram.
Just as enticing when
it's
going to
be
mysterious.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. So yeah,
awesome. Well, that being said, we are just in our Pride Month episode here. Our theme this week was gay bars, to use the colloquial term. And Zandy, you had a challenge.
Yes.
From Martin.
I did. It was. Yeah, I had a good. You're always on top, at least as of late, you're on top of it.
Always
it is
for
from
the last
Martin.
2 weeks.
It was to find reviews of places that the reviewer saw on TV, saw in a movie, or saw in a video game. So,
how was that?
Actually really fun.
Good.
I enjoyed that. Especially because it gave me a little bit of freedom to kind of do what I want. Like, I
rarely give him freedom. So when he does get it, he gets really excited.
Like a show, a movie, or video game that I enjoy. Like
I can tailor it
and I think, oh yeah, this is featured in there. Let me
for
see.
For whatever
if I
reason,
can find
my
in
first
review.
Instinct was Grand Theft Auto, which
mine
seemed
too, so.
Really strange and random, but that's where my head went. Yeah,
well,
so
we'll see. We'll have to wait and see to find out what I got for you.
Very exciting. Well, why don't you go first since this was your theme?
Yeah,
idea.
So my theme, yeah. Honestly, most of these reviews, the negative ones, could be summed up with just the phrase straights TM. It was seriously just like,
what's that phrase that isn't there a thing that you can tag on Facebook, like a group that you can tag?
Oh, probably.
Like, the One straights the... are at it again, straights... I think, is what it is. It's very funny.
Are the straights okay?
Is are the straights okay?
Reddit, like, subreddit I enjoy. Yeah, and it appears not. It appears many are not. But yeah, a lot of it was about straight people who were... Not that they were necessarily going to these. The issue was how they acted and the reasons why they went. I'm just saying it. It was a lot, but yeah, so there are a lot of those kinds of reviews. It seems like straight people ruin everything, which I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry for doing that.
For real?
So I got some nice self-reflection. Speaking of which, I have a review of Below Zero Lounge, which I went to a few weeks ago.
Heyo!
I went there for a drag show. It was my first ever drag show, mm-hmm. and it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. So this is a 2-star review by Beatrice.
And that's here in Cincinnati.
That is here in Cincinnati, yeah. This place is a hit or miss. You could go for fun on Thursdays for karaoke, or go to see all the gay boys of Cincinnati. Not really a place for the ladies. End of review.
Okay. Hmm. Right. The ladies who are just perpetually only in places where they could find others with whom to reproduce, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, it just didn't seem very nice about how many gay people, gay men, sort of, I guess, specifically,
like,
were there.
This is the point. At 1-star, this is the point of this location, and it does what it's intended to do.
Yeah, maybe the problem was not enough gay women. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
But still, I feel like, what do you expect kind of thing?
Yeah, and also...
from a gay bar, like, if you see a lot of...
Just, like, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. But apparently, based on an email we got, there aren't too many, like, lesbian bars.
Mm.
Like,
Yeah, I guess gay bar does have that connotation mm-hmm. of being more geared toward men.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's interesting. And again, I want to point out that that's a very umbrella terminology that sounds very like a gay bar.
Yeah, I felt weird Googling that and like even bringing it to the table as as the theme. It feels like it's not as inclusive as it should be.
It doesn't. I agree. It doesn't feel as inclusive as it should or could be. But I think
most of these places now, like, even though that's the terminology I've used to find them, most of them call themselves different kinds of names that are more inclusive, just for in general, for
they
the LGBTQ plus. Yeah, they call themselves terrible, terrible names to show how inclusive they are. No, they advertise themselves as like LGBTQ plus friendly bars instead of
which
gay
is
bars.
Great. I mean, and I want to point that out so it doesn't sound like we're like medieval over here. I think it's just easier.
Well,
we are.
We just don't want you to know that.
I know. If you hear some clanking, it's because we're in our knight's armor. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
I'm a sorry. Okay, this was sent in by Carolyn. Oh.
This is all our Catholic guilt is convincing us we're doing things wrong already, and we haven't even gotten any emails about this. So.
I know. And I hope both of you know where we're coming from here, and that we have...
Both of you? You said, I hope both of you know.
We only have 2 listeners. How many times do I have to tell you that? No.
Where'd the other 2 go? I thought we had like 4.
Oh. Most of you know that we're, we understand that we have a broader mindscape than what we sometimes project. But anyway, let's just get into this email.
This is just a rough start.
I know. I shouldn't have even gone there. This is from Carolyn. It's just a saga, okay? Interestingly, my reviews that I found were not necessarily straight to everything.
Mm,
it was just kind of like typical 1-star reviews that also had to do with gay bars.
Yeah.
LGBTQIA plus friendly bars.
The location just kind of gave it that extra flair. But
yes,
it was,
exactly.
You could read that review about any place.
Exactly. So this was a review.
It's almost as if people who go to these places are also people.
Are similar. Or maybe even the same. 1-star of Mr. Henry's Restaurant in D.C. And it is by Simone.
I like that name.
I had an awful experience here. I would leave no stars if I could. However, 1-star it is. We went to this place during lunch. I ordered crab dip and onion rings. The dip tasted as if it were microwaved and just wasn't very fresh. I informed the waiter that I didn't like it. He said he'd handle it and removed the dip from the table. I then ordered dessert, thinking that would be better. The raisin bread pudding was also microwaved.
What are you ordering?
I don't know why you thought that would be better. That's on you.
I like cringed at the beginning, like, oh.
Crab dip.
What would you like? Give me some crab dip and some onion rings. I love onion rings and I used to like crab dip.
Yeah.
But like.
Somehow that just doesn't.
I don't know. At a bar too. Like, good. I don't know what Mr. Henry's is like, but it just doesn't strike me as something you order at a place called Mr. Henry's.
In the middle of the day. Like, and then also. To say I ordered dessert, it was a raisin bread pudding. Like, what are you doing? That's your fault. It's no one's fault but your own.
This raisin bread pudding tastes like raisin bread pudding. It's gross.
It also tastes like it's been microwaved, which is like, what does it taste like when it's not microwaved?
Yeah, there's no good way to prepare that.
What's
if you
the
ask
relative?
Me, but...
Okay. The raisin bread pudding was also microwaved and not very good. I asked for the check and the crab dip was still on it. When I mentioned it to the waiter, he says, "You ate it, so I couldn't take it off the bill." At this point, I'm totally confused because he'd clearly removed the dip from the table. He then says, "I'll let you speak to someone else." Her name was Kathy, I believe. I'm not sure if she's the manager or not, but was extremely rude and racist. She came to the table accusing me of eating the dip that I know for a fact I did not, and tells me I have to pay for it. I'm super lost at this point because I was under the impression my waiter had taken care of this. This entire interaction was unnecessary. He removed the dip from the table, let me continue ordering raisin bread pudding. Only to have the manager insult me by saying, "You ate all the crab out of the dip." So, I missed that until now. "You ate all of the crab out of the dip, so you have to pay for it," which did not happen because it tasted horrible. I did not pay for the dip they claimed to have trashed, but expected payment for later. This resulted in police having to be called, which was so embarrassing. I'm not normally the type to send food back or leave a review, but I have never been treated so poorly. If staff here feels compelled to argue over food that is disliked by the customer, that says a lot about the service and food quality. I've worked in the service industry for many years and would have never carried on this way. Even if I felt the customer was wrong, I would have taken that loss, apologized, and tried to offer something in its place. In this industry, we take losses, especially when it comes to food and or drinks. It's just really sad that the service here haven't learned which losses are inevitable. This place was a Capitol Hill staple. Mr. Henry's, please remedy this problem before losing more potential customers. Best wishes.
There it is at the end, that the ask of wanting a free meal or something out of it by saying, remedy this.
Remedy this problem.
They want something.
No. There's a response from
Okay.
Kathy.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
Response from owner. My name is Kathy. And I am the manager. I never spoke to you, and quite frankly do not know anything about this occurrence. I came in today when a police report was being filed for someone who refused to pay their bill and left. I had no conversations with anyone about crab dip or otherwise. We do prosecute and bar individuals who do not pay for their purchases. End of response.
Yeah, hello.
This is so confusing to me, though, because this... reviewer was like, I spoke to Kathy, the manager, and she accused me of eating all the crab out of the dip. And then Kathy was like, I literally don't know what's going on.
I mean, maybe they found out that the manager's name was Kathy and was like, okay, Kathy. They were like, okay, our manager Kathy is coming in. I don't know.
Or we'll contact Kathy or something. And then they turn it into
like... Like, I hate that attitude of like, it's a loss. You got to take it. This is what we did. It's like... It doesn't matter. Like,
even if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and it's, hello, like, but you should recognize that it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, agreed. And it just gets me that, like, Kathy's like, listen, I'm not even, like, angry. I'm just really confused. Like,
yeah,
who are you?
Who are you?
Also, I've never spoken about crab dip or otherwise.
And
Or otherwise. And I feel like you'd remember if you had a very, very, very tense conversation about crab dip with someone.
Yeah, I hope if you accuse someone of picking crab out of crab dip, I hope you'd remember that.
I feel like that's not an everyday conversation.
Unless that's something that happens there.
Maybe it is.
But yeah, I honestly, it sounds like you should have just fucking paid your bill.
Yeah, I mean,
like, and I hate that they never have when they say I worked in the food industry, they rarely have empathy. They always use
that
as an excuse to, like, to excuse their behavior.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah. And I feel like I get it. Like, if someone says, I'll remove this from the table if you didn't like it, I get it. That, like, the assumption that they're going to take it off the bill. Mm-hmm. So I can see both sides. But this just got so weird in terms of, like, it got to the point the police had to be called. It clearly got escalated to a point that I'm sure a restaurant doesn't want to escalate.
I was
going
to say,
you know?
I don't think they want to have to deal with the police.
Kathy was at home watching Queer Eye and got a fucking
got
call.
Called in.
Like, I just picked Queer Eye because I've been watching Queer Eye.
I was wondering what that was about.
I'm not saying like, it's because okay. We're doing gay bars. I'm saying because I've been watching Queer Eye. I've also been watching Call the Midwife. Okay, so I could have said that
okay,
just
Francisca
as
got to you. She hasn't gotten to me yet.
Oh, she got to me.
She's been dropping hints that I should watch that show for a long time now.
Honestly, I had it on a list and I kept saying, it said next to it, ask Francisca because I knew she'd talk me into it. Mm-hmm. And she did. So also, it is also the being pregnant part. I was like, well, I guess it's relevant. But that is not why I said Queer Eye. I just, this is one of my faves.
We're going to.
Man, I sound like a real douchebag.
This
already.
Entire episode, we're going to be walking back everything we
I'm
say.
I'm like an apologist. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm like. I don't think anyone would have even thought twice
something.
About it if I just said Queer
And then
Eye?
Now we had a whole conversation about it. Yep. That's how we do this. Christina, they should be used to this by now. We always act
I
this
guess.
Way.
One time I said, oh, I love Queer Eye. And I got like the nastiest email being like, oh, you're spreading like really terrible or whatever. So I sometimes just get really nervous. That's all.
Well, let me read a review that'll make you feel so much better.
Okay.
This is a review of Boxers PHL. It's a place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is by Anonymous. 2 stars. This is the gay version of Hooters. Those are more like briefs than Boxer, and the bartenders are mostly straight. Would have been fun to see some more adult action, but it was eh. I didn't like it. End of review.
Ooh.
So, it was interesting, because I thought at the first half, I'm like, oh, they're criticizing how sexualized the employees are.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's like, I needed some more action here.
Yeah, Boxers do it for me, not briefs. I find Boxers to be far more sexual.
I just realized that was a reference to the name of the place. Boxers, PHL. I was wondering about that. I was like, oh, I wonder if someone was like, oh, look, they're wearing boxers. And they're like, no, those are briefs.
I'm slow. Sorry.
Oh, me too. I'm slow too. Oh, shit. So I just Googled the place and I maybe should have done this before. It says, from the Philadelphia Inquirer, it says, a gayborhood bar said it closed, quote, due to hate. The full story is more complicated. And then there's a quote from someone, they have literally closed themselves and are trying to pin it on other people. So I have no idea.
Whoa,
I'm not
drama.
Getting into this because that was just the top result. So yeah, it's apparently closed.
Oh my. We'll have to do
it.
Little...
I was curious about it. Because I saw Boxers and I knew it was a sports bar. It was also okay. It's a sports style bar, which a lot of people had issues with.
Sure.
So. But yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But don't expect Boxers. Expect briefs, everybody.
I see. I didn't get it. I didn't get don't it. Worry. Well, you know what?
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Different strokes.
Just no.
For different folks. Okay, this is from Amanda, she, her, she, for. Thank you, Amanda. And this is a review of a bar. And she said, North Carolina bars stop serving alcohol and typically close at 2 a.m., just for reference. So here's the review. It's a 1-star of Scandals Nightclub.
Ooh.
By Patty. They turned away our entire wedding party at 2 a.m., they said they were cleaning the place out, and it was clear that it was our clientele only, even though we were 50 people strong, and I was in a wedding dress. The bartender even gave me the middle finger. They completely ruined our wedding evening. One thumbs up. End of review.
50? Okay. What are you, like, talking about? Like, you're an army, and you're gonna, like...
We have 50 people
strong. Why is
strong.
That a positive thing? And like, they're saying that's a reason they should have been let in because they were 50 people. Like, they're going to overpower everybody.
Turning the drawbridge up. And we couldn't let them cross the moat.
Like, it sounds threatening. Like, we were 50 people and you dared to deny a service.
And I was in a wedding dress leading the army. Yeah. I mean, if you're showing up at a nightclub that is not expecting you at 2 a.m. when it's presumably closing and they say we're cleaning out.
With 50 people.
With 50 folks in your group. Why? What, are you surprised?
And all they did was say no and flip you off. You got off pretty easy there, if you ask me.
And the middle finger didn't really clarify why. Also, I just looked up their hours. They close at 2:30.
Okay. Yeah.
So
there's no way in hell they're going to let 50 of you in at 2 a.m.
Do you know how many drinks they would need to suddenly open everything back up? And
it makes no sense. It makes no sense for them to allow that to happen.
But they're going
to
be there for, what, 20 minutes?
Goodness, they're protecting their employees from that bullshit, yeah. I guess. I mean,
Scandals is described, I just saw it on here. Scandals nightclub, gay-friendly mainstay with drag shows. I love when they when Google calls things a mainstay. Have you noticed that? Google always calls things a mainstay. Yeah, I don't even necessarily
understand what that is. Is that like maybe a local place that's been there for a while and will continue?
Long-standing mainstay. Yeah. Or like a staple, maybe?
I think that's probably a direct synonym. I like that. Staple.
Anyway, so that's that. Thank you, my dear Amanda.
I've got another one from Boxers. This is from Nate, 1 star. Baby, it's Philly, not New York City. You're a 4, not a 10. Honestly, if they looked like they acted, you'd be in Manhattan. But in Philly, the staff acts like they are all that, and they aren't. I mean, skills too, not just looks. Pricey, loud, typical Philly trying to be a straight sports bar. Fail. Eye Candy is better. At least they are good looking, friendly, and professional.
It's too bad.
Eye Candy is a place, by the way.
It's too bad I can't get in since I'm none of the above. Honestly, fella, cough up photos. That's what I want to see. Cough up photos. If you're going to be pulling punches like this,
I hate it, right?
You better like prove you are hot shit and deserve like the Manhattan treatment. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be running around going, you're a 4, baby.
Yeah,
like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's rude.
Doesn't matter what your sexuality is.
Thank you. Okay, Kristen.
No, I'm just okay. I know that came off like apologist again. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter when people talk like that. It absolutely drives me, because you hear that a lot with guys too. Like, oh, this girl thought she was a 10, like she rejected me, and then I suddenly called her.
That's a typical nice guy behavior. It's like someone won't sleep with you, so you call them a slut or something,
or ugly, or suddenly they are disgusting. You never want to sleep with them anyway. I mean, it's the same thing, and like it just clearly happens across the board. We're all the same.
Christina,
we're all just shitty people. That's what I'm learning. Okay. This is from Carrie. She here. Thank you, Carrie. It's a review from her favorite local gay bar, Southern Nights in Orlando. This is a 1-star review by Rebecca. I encourage all to read the bad reviews about this place and take them as truth. Some are pretty shocking. I wish I had checked them out before going to this club. As for my experience, security was so rude. Before I was even able to make it inside the building, I got yelled at, I guess, for not knowing where to pay. The club is small, which isn't a bad thing, but in my opinion, the music wasn't great. When I go to the club, I'm trying to shake my ass, not sit on a couch listening to 2000s pop throwbacks. That sentence doesn't equate to me.
They want to get up and dance instead of sitting on a couch and listening
to 2000s pop throwbacks. That doesn't equate to me.
What do you mean?
You can't just sit down on a couch and listen to 2000s pop throwbacks.
Oh, so you're saying that
it's impossible. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah. So you're on their side because they want to dance too.
No, because if you're listening to 2000s pop throwbacks, you can't help but get up and shake my ass.
But why can't they shake their ass? Are they complaining? I'm confused. Are they complaining about the type of music or how difficult it is to dance there?
They're trying to shake their ass, not just sit on a couch listening to 2000s pop throwbacks.
Okay.
They don't want the 2000s pop throwbacks.
Okay. I can't tell if that's it or if they're just saying like they want to be able to stand up and dance, but they can't. I'm not understanding this.
They can't because they're being a big baby and refuse to dance.
Okay, it's only about
the
music. The reason they can't dance is just about the music. I'm sorry. Okay.
They didn't say they can't dance. They just said, when I go to the club, here, I'll say it again. Okay, the club is small, which isn't a bad thing, but the music wasn't great. When I go to the club, I'm trying to shake my ass, not sit on a couch listening to 2000s pop throwbacks.
Weird.
I don't mind a variety of music, but there wasn't a variety. I wasn't there long at all, but none of the music made me want to dance. It made me want to think about the awful time I had in 6th grade.
Okay, that's a very much a you problem. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think it was making sense to me either, because I was like, what?
What's the ultimate dance music.
I can't believe that they can't just dance to that.
I got kicked out after maybe 10 minutes. Well, I mean, I guess they didn't know there wasn't variety because 3 songs played. But
why'd they get kicked out?
I'll tell you. I got kicked out after maybe 10 minutes for allowing my 20-year-old friend to take a sip of my drink. She wasn't even holding the cup. I know, it's still against the law, but I didn't get any type of warning. They just kicked us out and literally snatched my drink, which spilled it on me. I totally get having to kick me out, but the way they did it didn't make me want to come back. And the whole atmosphere from beginning to end didn't make me feel like I was missing anything other than a drag show because all the staff was rude and the music was lame. I was there to see some drag, not to get drunk or to get my friend drunk, but even if I was trying to get my friend drunk, they could have just respectfully asked us to leave so that I wouldn't have to be upset and write a bad review. I get it, I broke the law, but damn, I'm still pissed at the way I was treated even before I let my friend have a single sip of my drink. All around bad experience from the music to the customer service, and like I said, I was there for only about 10 minutes.
This is infuriating, listening to this.
Can't really judge the alcohol as it was confiscated almost immediately after I got it. But yeah, if you want a good time and good vibes, don't go. And they're obviously very strict about alcohol. End of review.
10 minutes, and the first thing you do is literally break the law in there and doing something that can get them in a lot of trouble. And then you have the audacity to write this review.
Like, I
can't believe they even mentioned the fact that they didn't dance within 10. Like, they were there 10 minutes.
That's what I'm thinking. And they say there wasn't enough variety. It's like you heard two songs. You heard Blink-182. And then you got kicked out. That's it. Like, what do you mean? You can't say, oh, there wasn't a variety. You don't get to make that call.
No, that makes no sense at all. And it's so frustrating because they admit that they broke the law. They admit what they did was bad. And yet they're like, blame the location for how they act. Oh, my favorite, though, was when they said the way that they got kicked out.
The way they kicked me out.
It made her not want to come back. And it's like,
everything else seems to be enough.
They don't want you to come back either.
But also, like everything else you said already doesn't sound like you want to come back, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
They just weren't respectful enough when they were kicking me out.
That wasn't fun. That was awful.
My bad.
No, whose bad was it? Who sent that in?
Carrie.
Jesus. Come on, Carrie.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
My next one is of Mad Myrna's. This is in Anchorage, Alaska. This is a one star by Myrna. Felt like I was at a low budget off-Broadway musical. All the songs sung were depressing. Ruined my high for 420. The DJ has no skills. Anybody can spin a record. Had no crowd control. Changed tempo too much. Hashtag I miss NYC.
Oh boy, here we go.
I just love these.
Poor Philly.
I just love, and this is, oh, Philly the person.
Oh, sorry. No, I forgot. I thought we were still in Philly. Where are we now?
We're in Alaska. Anchorage. That's why it's so wild to me. Like, at least Philadelphia is close to New York, where there's like, they can say like, oh, they're trying to be like New York or something. I don't know. Not that I know any of this shit.
Yeah, but like, it's at least close enough that there would be crossover of people and culture. But like, Alaska.
This is literally a bar in Anchorage, Alaska. And you're like complaining about how you miss New York City. It's like, again, that's a you problem.
I know I brought this up recently, but it's still my favorite of when that person described that really small art museum in Idaho and then said, this is nothing like the MoMA where I'm from. And I'm like, okay.
It's so wild.
Really?
I don't
really
know. I don't get it. I really just don't get it.
Okay, let's see. What do I have? Okay, this is an interesting one. This is from Catherine. And he says they, them pronouns. Thank you, Catherine. And this is a review of The North End Gay Bar. 1 star by Sandy. This place has no control over their customers. This table and another across the room were taking their shirts off and fighting in the middle of the bar. On occasion, the staff would ask them to sit down, but as a whole, it's like COVID measures do not exist here. Maskless, shirtless, running around. I want to do my part to support local businesses, but I'll go to a bar that actually enforces the city's COVID ordinances and not put myself at this level of exposure. So
when was this written?
2 months ago.
Why are you going, like, then don't go to a bar. I don't understand.
Okay, well, so you hear that, right? And you're like, oh gosh, don't be dramatic. There's a photo. I'm going to turn the computer so you can see exactly what Sandy was dealing with.
Oh, yikes.
There are literal shirtless strangers fighting inside the bar.
Okay, that's pretty not good.
I thought to myself, oh, come on, Sandy, calm down. And then I saw the photo and
just
went...
always our instinct about when Sandy says anything.
Sure, of reviews, right, of reviewers. But like, I saw that and went, oh, dear. Like, 3 feet from her own table, two shirtless men are brawling. Fisticuffs.
Yeah, they thought they were at boxers. Am I right?
Wow. And so the owner responded and basically say, like, we maintain social distancing. And it's like, well,
really?
This photo doesn't really prove that.
This is one of those where it sounds like maybe an apology.
Eek.
And not that the bar necessarily did anything to cause this
happen,
but if they didn't manage to, I don't know.
It just adds a little bit more
control it.
More detail to this.
Oh,
more nuance
to
this situation.
Yeah, that picture is,
And obviously I'm not going to post it because his face is in it, but just basically picture like one man, one shirtless man about to...
They're squaring up.
...charge at another shirtless man whose fist is up. They're both wearing... One's wearing a studded belt. The other's wearing one of those fun, like, preppy Fisher... I don't know. I just picture like the kind of boat style
like
belt.
Like yacht rock.
Yacht rock belt.
Kind of like...
Thank you.
Yeah, I get it.
And they are ready to brawl. So, Sandy, I'm sorry that I just really didn't believe you until I saw your photographic evidence.
I know. Our instinct is always to just shit on reviewers.
And we always say, oh, come on. It can't be what you actually explain. And sometimes it is.
So far, okay. Sometimes people write in, they're like, you're too hard on some of these reviewers. And you know what? Maybe. But
probably.
So far, no one has like written in with evidence or something
to
prove us
otherwise.
Wrong. Like, it's specifically about ones that we've read.
And I'm the first to admit, I'm like, you know what? They were in the right. I get it.
Yep.
There's a brawl of two shirtless men, maybe inches from your cheese fries. So I can't actually fully blame you for this one.
Exactly. So here is an email. This is from Ashley, she, her, who says, hello, Christine and Zandy. My girlfriend Alex and I are huge fans of your podcast and of ATWWD. We are so excited about this theme. Our favorite bar is Henrietta's Hudson. And listen to this, a queer human bar built by lesbians.
I love that.
Queer human bar.
That's
like
that's a nice phrase.
See,
yeah.
That's how you're inclusive. This is the email I was talking about earlier. Because she
queer
also said
human bar.
It is one of the only 15 lesbian bars left in the country.
Wow.
And it is a fantastic place to hang out. And now for some untrue negative reviews. So, and then also a redemption. So first here is a 1-star review by Madeline. This place sucks. I wish I was back in Columbus, Ohio, where girl bars are rad. Yep, I said it. This New York City girl bar has nothing on a flyover state girl bar. Not even close. End of review.
Weird backhanded compliment, but I'll take it.
So funny. I love this, seeing this email, because I read this email after I found the reviews
all
I
the
found.
New York ones.
And mine were all like, ugh, I miss New York. And then we get the opposite. We get someone who's like,
this is Ohio!
The Columbus, Ohio one is better.
Okay, because I almost... commented earlier when you were reading the Alaska one, like, can you imagine if someone was in New York and said, I just miss Alaska bars. But like,
right?
Honestly, that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They're in New York and they're saying that they'd rather be in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, to be fair, this person who emailed this literally said, like, these are all untrue and
true.
Is the best bar. So I think we're just personally kind of
well, if Ashley, if she
amped.
Has checked out the Columbus bar, who knows? Maybe Ashley will go to that Columbus bar, whichever one it is, and then we'll see the light and realize that Ohio might have a gem or two.
Did you guys know that Ohio is actually the most LGBTQ friendly state in the entire world.
In the world.
Oh, boy, it's true, oh boy. Fact.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, that's not how Harvey feels. Harvey has a 4-star review of Henrietta Hudson.
Okay.
So, okay, maybe that is how Harvey feels. I don't know. Believe it or not.
Don't put words into Harvey's mouth.
Harvey did not say anything specific about Ohio in their review, but here we go. 4 stars. You might find it odd that a boy can give a lesbian bar 4 stars, but since I secretly aspire to be a lesbian, it's really not that unusual. Keep in mind, if you're a boy who hasn't been accepted into a tribe of lesbians, or you don't know the staff, you might not have a good time here. It's hard to get a drink at the crowded bar if you aren't accepted by the group.
Aww.
If you crave attention, you might get your feelings hurt. If you're not used to standing on line to wait for the bathroom, don't drink. However, once you get past all that, HH is a great place. The music is varied and well put together, the staff know what they are doing, and who doesn't love a bar with a stripper cage? If I ever get to become a lesbian, Henrietta Hudson might become my go-to spot. Until then, have fun. H.
I love these aspirations. If I ever get to become a lesbian.
I mean, hey.
Listen, the world is your oyster, man.
All I cared about was a stripper cage, so I kind of ignored the rest.
Go for it. Aw. Well, I like when people can say, you know what, it has some flaws, but I aspire.
That's
to
true.
Like this place.
It was actually it was like informative. It was very like, hey, just be aware.
Might not be for you, but it'll be for me someday.
Yeah, for me, I'm like, oh, not stripper cage sounds great, but then the whole not having attention, that's not so good. So that's why.
Can you imagine
Alexander
not getting any fucking attention? Geez, how sad would that be for you? Okay, let's see. This is from Becca, who uses she/her pronouns. Thank you, Becca. And Becca sent a really kind message and said, there are a couple gay bars in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I've only ever been to Club Majestic. It's a wild place. It's relatively cheap to go to, and the owner is great, but it's not for the faint of heart. So with that, here are a couple reviews and then a redemption. This is a 1-star review by V. Was having a fun time until we got kicked out for my friend getting drunk, simply dancing up on stage. He was alone on stage, but apparently he was a nuisance when no one was on stage with him. Thanks to them kicking us out, he tried to throw himself off the bridge.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just really a wild turn we
I
just
mean,
took.
Hello. Yep, that's his...
Hello, that's it. Thanks to them kicking us out, he tried to throw himself off the bridge at the center of the universe. Worst, which I assume is something.
What? That's, no, I don't know, Christina. That's some heavy shit.
That sounds like
the
some,
bridge of the at the center of the
like,
universe.
Like, I don't watch Marvel, but, like, is that a Marvel thing?
I don't, Christina.
Oh, it's a pedestrian bridge in Tulsa. Okay, so that's what I thought. It's, like, a place.
That's funny.
Okay. He tried to throw himself off the bridge at the center of the universe. Worst night ever and super judgmental atmosphere. Response from owner. We are sorry about the circumstances with your friend. As a general rule, we do not kick people out just for being a nuisance unless we've already had contact with them during the night several times. Judging by the behavior you have described afterwards with your friend, it sounds like there was more going on with him than perhaps you realize.
Oh no.
Going forward, keep an eye on your friend and watch for activity you find unusual. End of response.
Oh no. If you have to hear that from a bar owner response
to on, your like, negative review,
like, yeah, maybe your first instinct wasn't I'm gonna write a negative review after this happened, like maybe figure out what's going on
and have a talk.
Yeah, it does not sound too good.
Yeah, so here's another review. This is from Allie. It's a 1-star review. I am 19 and did not get in and was threatened that I would go to jail. This place is whack. Thought I was in the 1950s. These dudes are crazy. Response from owner. The only reason anyone is threatened with going to jail is fighting, breaking a law, using a fake ID, or underage drinking. In the future, before leaving a negative online review, please make sure you furnish people with the complete story. In your case, it was trying to trespass by climbing over the fence to enter the building without having an ID after you were told several times not to do it. And just to clarify things, paperwork from the city jail is not considered to be valid ID.
What? Paperwork from the city... What?
It appears it might be you and your review that is whack. end of response.
Ooh.
Paper. Wow. Can you imagine? She's climbing over the fence and screaming, I've got my ID. And it's just like.
That's your bold.
Bail paper? Like, bold. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea what the paper would work would look like. But yeah. Yikes.
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 So.
It's all about the context. Gotta give the whole story.
So this is a 5-star. This is a redemption from Trent. I'm still in closet, as they say, but I think I can come all the way out. Response from owner.
Oh, that's it? Oh, nice. I think.
That's cool to hear. I think everyone should live their life happy and not be made to feel they have to hide. The reality is probably the majority of people around you are going to support you, but there's always going to be that one or two that have an issue. It is what it is. What I can tell you is that there are a lot of folks out there that will surround you with love and help you navigate things. Never be afraid to ask for that help or guidance. Anytime you need to talk or would like to talk, ask for a member of our management team. They are a wealth of knowledge and will assist you in any manner that they can. Go forward in life and live it happy.
Stop.
I know. What? I just love Trent being like, as they say, I'm still in here, but maybe it's time.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Bar owner, just that, such a positive, holy.
And to clarify, wow. Names are in, you know, made up.
Yes, yes. Oh my goodness. Wow. Holy cow. That was not what I expected.
I know. Finally, a 5-star review from me that's actually uplifting.
I did not expect that, but someone sent it in.
Oh, yeah. It's not from me. You're right. It's from Becca. It's from Becca. You're right. You're completely right. I'm just taking the credit.
Okay. Now I've got a review sent in by Hannah, who sent in reviews of a place in London, Bar Soho. And here is what my favorite. There are a lot, but this one just spoke to me. 2-star review by Peter. Asked for no ice in me whiskey, and the only thing missing was the Titanic. No ice means no ice. End of review.
So they...
They felt like it was an iceberg in there.
Asked for no ice.
I got an iceberg, and we're like, oh, it's got everything but the Titanic because of all this ice.
You know how often they probably say that?
I don't know, but I loved it. I've never heard it, so not enough. Clearly.
Not enough to spread as far as our
exactly.
circles.
Exactly.
Our very limited circles.
I might have to start using that. I might like ask for extra ice and then like get the drink and say, what? All it's missing is the Titanic. So like I asked for it, but I'm gonna try to.
But so what
I want to make that joke.
What is the one Dad does about lemons? Like he says, "Oh, with extra lemons."
He does not joke about his lemons.
Okay, you're right. He jokes about the cracked pepper, and he says, "I want the whole salad to be black with pepper." And then mm-hmm. the people are like, "Okay."
No, the thing I think you're thinking of is when they ask when he gets he gets iced tea, and they say, "Do you want sweetener?" And he says, "No, I'm sweet enough."
Oh, God. Why are there so many? Why are there so many examples? Stop talking about it.
It's a lot. Just wait. I'm going to start saying them all soon. Actually, I already started saying that.
Yeah, actually. It sounds like you're adopting them rather quickly and enthusiastically. I'm out.
Okay, good. I've got one more. This is one more email. This is from Zane, who actually helped out last week with the pool reviews for me. And so I jumped at the chance to use Zane's second email, which included Cleveland gay bars. So here we go.
A lot of Ohio in...
by the way.
A lot of Ohio in pools and gay bars this week.
Yeah, yeah. I also like looked at Ohio first for like in my own research. So that probably didn't help with the Ohio numbers. Okay, this first one, this is of Twist Social Club in Cleveland. This is a 4-star review by Sarah. Got kicked out of this bar twice. But they still let me in. Thumbs up emoji. End of review.
I brought my jail paperwork and climbed over the fence.
I kind of really like that.
They don't know they let me in.
They're
but they let me in.
They're like we. It's like as if there's this mutual respect. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, like I might do something that'll get me kicked out, but I know you'll let me in.
I took out this 1-star, but you know, I mean, you know, it's all about all the love, all the love.
Yeah, yeah. And then here's one of Cocktails Cleveland. This reminds me of our first ever Beach 2 Sandy episode. Or was it our second? It was grocery store, so I believe it was our first, yeah.
Yep.
This is...
Cat Clutter?
No. This is Cocktails Cleveland. Unless I'm misremembering those reviews were about. But this is by Snoopy. 2 stars. I fell there on the floor. The floor was wet. Not good. I told both Kennys and Raymond. Not good. I'm angry. End of review.
Both Kennys.
Both Kennys.
If you're telling both Kennys, you know.
The Kennys know. Yeah.
If both Kennys know, something needs to be done. Yeah. Also, that was literally the cat clitter review.
Right? And it was when, that's what I thought. Jungle Gyms. And like, because how
my
casually.
My wife fell and she was never allowed back
like,
again.
Oh, yeah. She fell and then got invited.
Banned for life or something. Yeah. Wow.
Not good.
Not
I'm
good.
Angry.
I'm angry. You know, when you fall and it's embarrassing and you just like, you want to blame somebody else because you're embarrassed.
I fell in a bar very drunk, but it wasn't my fault. I was pretty drunk, but it was about my friend Steven's bachelor party in, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale.
So we're in Scottsdale and we were at a bar and I was like really, really drunk. And the bar or the table that we had was like raised off the ground and it was like a booth that was like a big step up to into the booth. And I like was standing on the chair. And I like tried to carefully drop down and I dropped down, but there was salt on the ground from like margaritas or something.
You've
like
told
it was
this story on the podcast.
Oh shit, never mind. Okay.
No, keep going.
And yeah, I just like just slipped and just fell on my ass.
Alexander, you said at the beginning of this telling of the story that it was not your fault. So are you now saying it was
well,
your fault?
Well, okay. If there was no salt on the ground.
Was that from
you? I could have avoided it if I had acted better.
Not been
Absolutely.
Standing on the furniture?
That's why when I left my one-star review, I at least admitted.
I know I broke the law.
That I broke the law, yeah.
Oh my God. I do recall that.
I don't think I ever mentioned that I was standing on the actual booth.
Yeah, I think you did. Maybe not. Maybe just to me.
Maybe.
But now we're all piecing it together. Someone can add it to your wiki page, your wiki fan wiki page, whatever it's called.
Does that exist? I hope not.
I don't think so, but you know how they do those for like different characters and stuff.
The Beach to Sandy wikia or whatever.
I have one.
Like, what? Oh, like for and that's what we drink?
I think so. No, just for me. So maybe there is one for Beach to Sandy, but you know, I'm not sure. But anyway, that's all I have. So
And that's all I have. So challenge? Thanks, Zane. Yeah. It's time for a challenge. The challenge, again, was from Martin. Places the reviewer saw on TV, movie, video games, etc. I'm going to give my emails first.
Okay.
So I picked a couple emails that I liked. This first one is from Christine, she, her.
I really thought you said Christine, she, for that. That one actually did get me pretty good.
So here's what Christine has to say. Hello, both of my parents have recently had health issues that have put them in the hospital.
Oh, no.
I've been driving a lot to help them out. Beach to Sandy has kept me entertained the whole way. And then says, and when you announced the challenge for the next two episodes, I immediately thought of the Fremont Troll in Seattle from my favorite nostalgic movie, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh.
And then, so yeah, this is a review of the Fremont Troll on Google, which... It's like a sculpture that's like a big wooden, like stone sculpture underneath a bridge.
Okay.
It's really creepy looking, too.
Oh, no.
It's not what you'd expect.
No, yeah. It's not good. It's like crawling at you. It's giant.
Yeah. So here's a review. This is by Belinda, 5 stars. I was so excited when I discovered this is the troll under the bridge. The same troll I saw in 10 Things I Hate About You. I climbed all over it and laughed like a little kid. Such a cool idea. Parking is limited and strict in this area, but there's a nice view and a delicious coffee shop nearby to enjoy. Go check it out, preferably when other people are working and it can be you and troll quality time. End of review.
Also, that coffee shop serves 6 espresso shots in their iced coffee, and I had a great time. It sounds like a 2-year-old is the activities of a toddler.
Uh-huh.
But written by, like,
yes,
I climbed
yes,
all over
yes.
it giggling. Like, it sounds like a child.
Yeah,
but
clearly
then,
not, clearly written by an adult, yet the content sounds like something a child would do, which is what makes it so fun.
Yeah, I did like that. I mean, why not run around and giggle and climb on things?
Exactly, just exactly.
Inner child, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And now that we're done, now that I read the review, I will give a little more context about the bridge. So it's a mixed media colossal statue.
Under the north end of the George Washington Memorial Bridge, or also known as the Aurora Bridge. But it's clutching an actual Volkswagen Beetle as if it had just swiped the car from the roadway above. The vehicle has a California license plate. And originally, the car held a time capsule, including a plaster bust of Elvis Presley, which was stolen when the sculpture was vandalized. The troll is 18 feet high, weighs 13,000 pounds,
made of
steel, rebar, wire, and concrete. And it was sculpted by four local artists, Steve Badanes, Will Martin, Donna Walter, and Ross Whitehead.
Why would you do that? Why do people ruin everything nice in this world?
Because people suck. But thank you, Christine, for that. That was fun.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you wrote in. And then here we've got an email from Holly, they, them, who says, howdy, Schieffer family. My name is Holly, and I unironically call myself a non-binary hatchimal because of one of your earliest episodes / YouTube videos.
Yay!
I'm also one of the many people who went to the Tweed's Cafe, which is the real-life location of the Double R Diner from Twin Peaks.
Aha!
Thinking it would be a good experience. Can confirm that the staff is inattentive, the restaurant is dirty, and the food is overpriced.
Oh.
Here's a link for their Yelp page. So here is a review that I want to read of Tweed's Cafe in North Bend, Washington. Wow, I rarely write reviews, but I'm quite frankly irate. Not only did they not have a single table that could accommodate our group of six, but the ceiling seemed to be oozing rusty slime. I had just concluded a hike with my pals and wouldn't have taken much to satisfy our needs as we were absolutely ravenous. But after eating my below average omelet with the dripping and greasy hash browns, I realized that I would have been better off if they dropped a turd on the plate.
Oh.
Because that way I wouldn't have eaten anything and would not be full of all that bullshit. After being in a horrible mood while stuffing ourselves with the piles of grease, it gets worse. Our friend, who only acts with strength, honor, discipline, was charged $26 for coffee, waffle, and bacon. Greed, comfort, gluttony is all I have to say to you guys at Tweed's. I would rather share a hotel room with a demon serpent for the rest of eternity than spend another minute inside that establishment. Greed, comfort, gluttony. End of review.
Oxenor, that got some weird Old Testament like vibes going on there.
Yeah, right. I was so lost with it.
Really,
and I
weird.
Googled both phrases. Like strength, honor, discipline, I think is like a military thing.
I was gonna say that sounds military.
But when I Googled greed, comfort, gluttony, I was thinking maybe this is a reference to Twin Peaks or something.
That would have been fun.
But all I can find is like seven deadly sins. Like that's it.
Yeah, it started to get kind of dark and creepy, and then to say like a demonic entity.
Yeah, which also I was like, could that be also a thing
I'm
from
not
Twin
sure
Peaks?
Sure about any of this.
I've watched Twin Peaks, but it's one of those things that like I don't remember it very well. And if someone told me there was a demonic serpent in it, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I believe you.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, it sounds like your friend needs a lot of explaining before the incident. I don't know why you need to kind of qualify this person's character by saying they're very upstanding citizen.
No, they have. Oh, I just realized I misread it. Strength doesn't even say strength. It says strength.
Sure, strength,
honor, discipline. Which
it just seems like a strange thing to.
Therefore, shouldn't pay a certain amount for coffee.
Oh God, no.
Waffle, bacon. Greed, comfort, and gluttony. Like, is comfort a bad thing? I don't understand.
Yeah, comfort sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it's like,
me.
Oh, good, you're comfortable. Ugh, they're being greedy.
And as a gluttonous person, like, I'm down for that as well.
And honestly, it sounds like their friend's a little gluttonous, too.
Oxenor.
Sorry, that was
Did
rude.
You not hear how strength he is?
He's so strong. Oh, man, you're right. I'm so sorry. So thank you to Holly. That was nice. And now I have just some things that I came up with. So
great.
Here is my first one. This is a review of the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado.
Wow. Sorry, just got too excited.
You got too excited. And you're familiar with this, right?
Certainly.
This is the hotel that I believe Stephen King stayed at, which inspired the Overlook Hotel featured in his book, The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a review of the Stanley Hotel. One star. Don't be fooled. booked this hotel on the premise that The Shining was filmed here. They play it up to the hilt. Red rum beer, the maze, etc. The lobby, the bar, everything wasn't looking the same. Because none of the film was filmed here. Stephen King apparently stayed here in a snowstorm and got the idea. Very disappointing.
Boring!
Now, can you imagine? Very disappointed. The rooms are old and tiny and way overpriced. A photo op at best. Stay somewhere else. Estes Park is beautiful. End of review.
What on earth?
I don't even know. I had no... When I looked this place up, there was nothing that made me think, that they did at least, that made me think it was filmed there.
No.
Nothing.
Nobody ever says that.
It's not something I've read. Like, if you think that, that is on you.
It's like, it's called like the inspiration, yes, for The Shining. And he based a lot of...
Which is true.
Yeah. And the decor, everything, like it's based on that hotel. And also, yeah, it was a book.
Yeah. People, I think, forget that part. Yeah.
Right? Like, so then the movie was made based on the book, whatever. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's no winning, I guess, with some of these people, but...
No.
Goodness. So,
but there are those, like, the...
And the reason it inspired him is because it is haunted, and he did have, mm-hmm, like, really scary experience there. It wasn't just, like, he was laying around by the pool and was, like, bored. It was, like, he actually had some creepy stuff happen that inspired The Shining.
I read, I don't know if it was of this one or the next place I'm going to read, but someone did say that the hotel, like the story of the hotel, was very impressive.
Yeah,
like, just without The Shining, like, inspiration.
Episode 17, and that's where you drink. Check it out.
There it is. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure somewhere around there.
Yeah, because it's one I've listened to.
I guessed. And it's early.
The early ones, definitely. So now I have a review of the Timberline Lodge. Do you know what this is?
Timberline Lodge.
It's related.
Timberline.
I didn't know this until I found
it.
No,
I'm not sure.
This is the hotel that they filmed the outside shots of the hotel of the film.
Oh.
So
what we've seen on the movie.
Yeah. So not the inside, but the outside of the hotel.
The exterior. Like the ones,
which is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Were filmed at the Timberline Lodge, which is on Timberline Road in Timberline Lodge, Oregon.
Love it.
I guess it has its own city or something, or that's, I don't know. Anyway, so it's in Oregon. Here is a 2-star review. I'm going to skip a lot just because there's a lot.
I think that sound you just made is enough. Like we get, like when you made that weird under your breath sound, we were like, oh, we get it. Don't worry. We get it.
Here we go. Tired and dumpy old lodge in a great location. Our family spent 3 nights here in August. First, the good. We had great access to beautiful hikes, summer skiing, and swimming. The staff were excellent, particularly the bartenders at the Blue Ox, the wait staff at the Cascade Tavern, the hotel lobby staff, and the Park Service volunteers who advised us on hiking trails. These positives could not outweigh the substandard rooms and the fact that the common areas were completely overrun with grubby, stinky Pacific Coast Trail through hikers and their backpacks.
Whoa, ouch! Mm-hmm. Grubby?
And I'm going to continue with that. So they complain a little bit about the size of the rooms and how it wasn't up to snuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then they say, the through hikers are an overwhelming presence. Most are not staying at the lodge, but are just passing through. They come in starting at 6 a.m. to help themselves to the free hotel coffee. Twice during our stay, there was a long wait for fresh urns because the through hikers had quickly drained the first two that were put out. They hang around the hotel common areas most of the day. Most are wearing filthy clothes and look and smell as though they haven't washed in a week or more. Their backpacks, which they prop up against the walls, the fireplaces, the sofas, are also dirty and smelly. The hotel needs to get over itself with the grand history and the quaintness shtick. Yes, it is somehow connected to The Shining. Yes, FDR inaugurated the hotel. Yes, the wooden posts and beams are cool.
Yes, this is actually the White House, okay? Yes, this is actually the Taj Mahal, but...
That's so wild. I don't know. You can't live up to this person's standards.
No.
But it's 2018, and there are upgrades that are badly needed. First, build a new wing with modern amenities. Then close the existing hotel and renovate everything outside the center hexagon. In 2 years, you would have a stellar lodge that could live up to its historic reputation.
Oh, God.
Also needs to address the pervasive presence and smell of the PCT through hike
of the
population.
Cockroaches. Oh, I mean hikers. I mean, really, they're talking about these people as if they're an invasive, terrible, right? Species, like a bug, a termite.
My suggestion, build hikers' lodges nearby that serve their needs. For what Timberline charges per night, guests shouldn't have moved tables in the middle of breakfast because the hikers next to them stink. End of review.
What an ass.
Yeah, and then I have an owner response, though. Thank you for taking the time to let us know where we can improve. Your observations of some of the challenges we face are spot on. We welcome everyone to our lodge. This sometimes makes it difficult to meet all expectations. I will promise you, we are looking at the best way to accommodate our valued PCT visitors as well as all of our guests. August is a busy time of year for the lodge. The through hikers are getting near the end of their journey. They have been on a quest to enjoy the best buffet breakfast on the trail. This becomes a meeting place or a point of reconnection for them. Aww. We will take your suggestions along with some of our solutions and continue
put them
to
into
work...
the trash can.
Yeah, right. And continue to work towards pleasing all who come through our doors. Thank you again for taking the time to help us become a better place. We appreciate your business. End of response.
Well, that was way too kind.
It was very, I love the way they talked about the hikers, though, to be very like, we love our hikers, right? We're so proud of them. Exactly. And they should
be. I do kind of wish they were a little more like, not defensive is the wrong word, though. But like, I wish they stood up for the hikers a little more.
My next review is of Forks, Washington. Are you familiar?
Twilight.
Twilight. I've been to Forks.
Unfortunately, too familiar.
Yeah, but you haven't been.
No.
I have, so.
So I'm not even close to as familiar, I guess, as some people in this room.
Here is a review. This is a 4-star review from TripAdvisor of the city of Forks.
Okay. I'm very excited for this.
And this was from 2010, which makes it just all that better, like that it's really, it's so long. It was 11 years ago.
Timely.
Yeah, it's very, yes, yes. It's not like 2021 there, because I feel like it's probably not quite as popular. Anyway, here we go. Forks was great. Great little town for all the Twilight book fans. Remember, you have to keep in mind, this is the town from the books, not the movie. Try the Bella Burger and Vampire Punch at the local burger eatery called Sully Burgers, I believe. The authentic Bella truck from the movie is there as well. Most of the high school was demolished as the town is rebuilding a new one, but the authentic sign still stands. Then we had a wonderful drive to La Push. The surfing looks like it can be awesome. If we knew, we would have brought the boards. We stayed at the Olympic Suites, which had one-bedroom condos for $85 a night.
Damn.
Nice people live in this town, and they all appreciate the fans who come. As one lady said, the town was almost dead before. Now Twilight keeps it alive. End of review.
Wow.
It's like cute. 10 years later,
it was in its Twilight years. I'm sorry, that was so stupid.
That was really stupid. I loved it though.
Really dumb. But wow, that's great.
Yeah,
I like a positive little. I feel like Twilight is 99.9% of the time not being referred to as something positive.
It's definitely one of those things where it's like you hear Twilight and you're like rolling your eyes because whether it's the fandom or the whatever.
It's like it's become less the fandom and more the like anti-fandom.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
More relevant, pop culturally speaking.
But you know what? Forks seems like a lovely place.
I know. It sounds like a cool time and I love that they kind of embraced it and have a Bella Burger, whatever that is.
And right now between Stephanie Meyer and like J.K. Rowling, those are the two I have in my head. I'm like, maybe we should have been more.
Yeah, maybe we should give Steph a chance for a second. You know what I mean?
And then Stephanie Myers is probably like, I don't know. She seems nice. I don't know anything.
She seems
about
nice.
Her.
I guess. I guess nice. Be careful what you say because we said that. About
we're gonna get some emails.
J.K. as well. So who knows?
Anyway, here we go. This next one is of Mr. Car Wash. Take a guess. Any idea? Like, does anything?
It reminds me, yeah.
The name is different. It's not, but it's a car wash.
Yeah, it reminds me of like Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
No.
Good job.
Where did I come up with that? I guess there's a car wash in Breaking Bad?
It is a pretty major location.
Okay,
in Breaking
I guess. I mean, yeah. I haven't actually watched it in probably 8 years, but.
But it is an actual running car wash in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Which I should have stopped there to wash my car on my way back. I did go to Albuquerque and drove by Walter White's house because I was like, I don't know. I didn't stop and take a pictures because I read so many things about people going and throwing
like
pizzas and so they had to put a fence up because they would throw a pizza on
and
the roof.
It's just like a normal, like, little ranch house, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's, and, yeah, just people like, just leave live them there. Alone. So yeah, I didn't That's even cool, stop because I didn't want to, like even to take a picture because it was just, like, in a neighborhood. It felt weird. Anyway.
You just rolled through.
Yeah, I did just roll by and just take a look.
With your tinted windows.
So what I could have done is go to this business and given them my money to, like, be like, okay, well.
I'd like the Bella Bubble Wash.
Bella Bubble.
I like the what's his name? Walter Wash.
Oh, the Walter White.
Walter Whitewash.
Okay, here we go. Walter Whitewash.
Yeah, I heard it. Say that. I heard it come out of my mouth.
Oh no, Christina.
I regret it.
Okay, here we go. This is a review by Danielle. This is 5 stars. Had to get my car cleaned at Walter White's car wash. I got the exterior washer, $9 and change. You don't pay for the wash inside like they did on Breaking Bad. You pay the attendant that comes through the window. A guy spent a good amount of time spraying all the bugs off the front of my car. It is a drive-thru wash, and you sit in the car while it washes. One nice thing that I have not seen at any exterior-only car wash is that they towel-dried my car as it exited. It was a quick dry, but I appreciated them getting most of the dripping water off my car. After the wash, you can park and go inside. Another bonus is all the Breaking Bad autographed pictures that are displayed inside. They have a good amount of Breaking Bad stuff for sale.
Oh.
By the way, they do have a tip box that one would not see unless they got out of their car. End of review.
Wow.
This was like, so multiple things. First of all, you know, clearly like Walter White, Breaking Bad, cool, cool, cool. But the fact that they gave so much information for an anxious person like me when I go to a car wash.
I need to know every
detail. I need to know how the process works.
Where do I pay? Where do I tip?
Like, Francisca and I just went to Mike's Car Wash. Is that what it's called? The, like, chain here? I don't know if it's a national thing. But I had no idea how it worked. And Francisca was driving. And I was thinking, thank God she's driving. Because I'm nervous right now. And she did it fine because she's more well-adjusted than the two of us.
She's like a normal person,
And it was her first time going through a car wash.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because she didn't even have her license yet. It was before she got her license. We were just driving around.
Yeah.
Like, for practice. And she just drove up and then paid for whatever wash and then went through the whole thing. And I was so nervous about it. Turns out it's just like a normal car wash, but there's an attendant that you pay instead of a machine, like at a gas station where it's like a machine.
Do you drive through it or do they hand wash it?
They don't handle it.
It's like a machine. It's a machine. Like drags
you
through.
But there's an attendant and then you have to pay the attendant and tell them what kind of wash you want. Which is, to many people are like, what's the difference between that and a machine? Like but for me, I'm like, that's a big difference.
Y'all know we like the Walmart self-checkout, okay?
Exactly.
You know that about us.
Exactly. So
I'm getting defensive.
Anyway, I was very nervous. And so I very much appreciated this review because it had every detail.
I know that I don't have to go inside.
The tipping thing especially was good.
I love it.
And I will say that the business owner did respond very positively in thanking them for their review and that they greatly appreciate their business.
What do they sell? Like air fresheners that are shaped like Walter's head? Like, I don't know. What are, I wish I could participate in this gift shop they apparently have.
Yeah, let me check really quick. There's literally a website called carwash.com. That has an article. The famous wash from the hit show Breaking Bad has been sold from Octopus Car Wash to Mr. Car Wash, according to the Associated Press. And it's like a full article on carwash.com. What is this website?
It sounds a lot like Cruise Critic. I'm not going to lie.
It's all about like the car wash industry. This is fascinating. Then there's an article. The Southwest Car Wash Association is excited to welcome car wash professionals back to the first industry trade show since January 2020. That's it. I don't know. I can't find any information, but I'm fascinated by that. So sorry. I don't know. People called it a Breaking Bad gift shop. So I assume they just have
that's
little
adorable.
Like keychains and things. I'm not sure.
I'm very excited about that fact. Stuff,
probably.
Wow. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you. I try.
Do you have any more?
I have two more.
Oh, great.
So this next one is of Venice Canals Walkway. Do you know what this is from?
It's this
in many things.
Is from the show that was on with Will Arnett.
No, but that's exactly what I was thinking of when you brought the
Netflix show that you and Alexis watched.
Yeah, Alexis and I like binged that together.
What is that?
I think that was like our only show together.
Yeah,
we never watched. I feel like we disagreed probably on most TV
on everything except this.
But for some reason, that show just made sense to us. Flaked,
yep.
What the hell? I guess that's just done with.
Probably
but
didn't.
No, that's a very good guess. But it's actually Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Well, listen, I should have known. Clearly.
That should like always be just a
I should have known.
Top guess. Here's a 4-star review. I wanted to go here pretty badly, but was worried how the kids would react. They loved it. It was beautiful. And since we are gamers and play Grand Theft Auto, it was nice to see an area in the game. I highly recommend for a nice stroll. Plus, it isn't overcrowded. End of review. And then they had a cute picture on a bridge.
I was really hoping it would be like, it seems a lot different than the game.
No, actually,
it's a lot less dangerous.
Realized I forgot the title, which said exactly like GTA. So they were.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, that was their title.
At least they know how to separate fact from fiction a little bit. Because I feel like in the last episode, I made some dumb comment about how you'd be scared of all the cars coming down that were going to swerve off the road. But I guess some people have a more well-adjusted sense of reality.
Yeah, they don't, believe it or not, they like recognize that video games are not real life. And vice versa. So
I played too much Sims, I think.
You're getting there.
Someday.
Oh my gosh. I remember that time you took the ladder out of the pool when Blaze was swimming. And he just like got out the other way. And you're like, what? You're not supposed to get out. And
he's
like,
what
were
you
trying to do?
Wait, who was this that was in the pool?
Blaze.
Oh yeah.
It was right after that like crazy life insurance policy. It was weird timing, but...
Well, it was that life insurance policy where I kept calling and saying Rosebud over and over. Yeah. And they were like, we don't know. This is like, this is Liberty Mutual. Stop saying Rosebud on the phone. Yeah. It didn't work quite as well as I had hoped.
And you're like, well, okay, fine. What's my simoleon balance?
I really wanted that shower, you know, where you spin around and magical.
So instead you basically got that for your cats.
I got a little robot instead.
It's a fancy ass thing. Okay. This is my final one. This one, here's a to describe the movie it's from. This is a sentence from Wikipedia. In the 2003 film Elf, Santa Claus tells Buddy the Elf, second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th.
Oh!
So this is Ray's Pizza on 11th in New York.
What a nice little Easter egg.
Yep. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, because there's so many places in Elf that you could like think about.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the one that Santa specifically mentioned.
That's fun.
This place actually has been mentioned in other forms of media as well. But this is this review. This is from Miranda. It's a 4-star review. We stopped in for two reasons. A quick bite and because it's quoted in Elf. The pizza was able to be made quickly, and it was tasty. The staff, on the other hand, not so friendly. They were yelling at people to move down. The place was overpacked, and we couldn't move. The dough was very nicely rolled out. The sauce was good, a little sweet, and the toppings were pretty nicely covered. The buffalo wasn't too spicy. The three meat had bacon, sausage, and pepperoni. It was also good. I would not deal with the crowd again if there was a line out the door. Be warned, all slices except cheese are a specialty slice, so 4 slices cost us $24, which is a little outrageous for pizza. End of review. I read that whole thing mainly because they had a 4-star review and then listed a bunch of things they didn't like, so I was like, okay, that's kind of nice that they gave it 4 stars still.
For also, I actually thought maybe it is 4 stars because when I was listening to them say the manager was kind of gruff and everything, I was like, that actually kind of fits Elf, like, the vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
I feel like Santa being like, that's the real Ray's, and it's like actually pretty, you know, kind of New York and gruff. Don't eat the bubble gum off the railing.
Yeah.
I feel
like
it fits.
Like all about the grumpy New Yorkers.
Yeah, like you run into the store and go, congratulations on the best coffee in the world. And
no one has a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, I feel like loosen up a little bit. But I feel like that kind of fits the Elf. Yeah. New York vibe that they were trying to go
and
for.
And apparently a lot of the people that Will Ferrell's character approached on the street were just real people.
Every time I watch it, that entertains me now because it's so much fun to watch the street scenes.
And I think I could be wrong, but it could also be the person who was wearing like all red with a white beard who looked kind of like Santa. Who was like, Santa? Apparently, supposedly, I think that person was also not just paid to be there, that just happened to be walking
that
down the street in a red jumpsuit.
That's the third time today that someone's done that to me.
Yeah, so that makes it all the more enjoyable. So hey, Miranda got that New York I know you're trying to do a thing with the music that plays or something in the movie, but I'm choosing to ignore it. I know what I noticed the first time you did it. And your mouth was like really, like it was like pursed lips, and you're just like waiting for the chance to do it again as I kept talking. And I was like, oh no, I gotta keep going, talking about Santa. It's a moment, there's a I take a breath. She's gonna go
little did you know I didn't wait for a pause?
No, you did not.
I just kept doing
it.
You
just couldn't wait any longer.
Anyway, okay. That was good. I loved that. I didn't expect an elf reference.
Yeah, no, neither did I. That was
so fun.
That was, that was from when I was just searching with certain quotes. Like, I saw this in whatever.
Like, heard about it from this.
Yeah, that was because the Breaking Bad one, I specifically looked up Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then I think there was another one that I did very specific. That's what I was talking about. It was like just very fun to like the Stanley Hotel. That was me because I was like, I know I can just go to that TripAdvisor page and find them instead of having to do special Google searches. So yeah, no, it was a blast. So thank you to Martin for suggesting that. That was lots of fun. And yeah, if you're listening to this, we've already recorded the next. I believe we've already recorded the next episodes. So, but we announced the theme and challenge for those already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they are now.
But. And we literally announced them in our timeline about an hour ago. So that's our bad. But if you do go back and
we're new.
Wait, you know what we could do?
No, I don't.
Me neither. No, I'm just kidding. What if we, every time we released an episode that announces the themes, we like put it on Twitter and pin it or something for that week?
That's a good idea.
Do you know
what
I mean? And that way, you and I, it's more for me since I never remember.
Look up. Yep. That makes sense.
Then we could tweet it right away and then have it there. So if anyone like needs to double check or.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
And by them, I mean me, needs to double check.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So let's do that.
So our Twitter is at @BeachDoSandy. So head there. And at this point, hopefully we've tweeted it and you'll be able to see the tweet. And I assume we'll do. Episode number and date that it'll come out and the time we need reviews by.
We'll at least put something helpful, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll try.
Fingers crossed.
It's a work in progress.
Anyway, thank you all so much for being here. Love you all. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.